Now, Hal Burstein has been interested in metronomic chemotherapy and the addition of bevacizumab to try and enhance the anti-angiogenic effect of metronomic chemotherapy. And he presented data from a randomized phase 2 study at San Antonio last year. The basis of metronomic cytotoxic scheduling is giving small doses of chemotherapy at very close intervals to try and avoid regrowth of tumors and also to overcome resistance, using both the apoptotic pathways as well as the angiogenic pathways to try and block the progression of new blood vessels that will support tumor growth. The time to progression was 5.5 months in those patients who received bevacizumab and chemotherapy, and only 2 months in those who received metronomic chemotherapy alone. The toxicities were as you would expect, and actually the metronomic chemotherapy is extremely well tolerated. So we are participating with Dana-Farber and Indiana University in a study, again chaired by Hal Burstein, looking at patients who've received neoadjuvant chemotherapy who have residual tumor and clearly have a poor risk. Those patients are given bevacizumab for 1 year in the first cohort, which we've almost completed accrual to, and then the second cohort will receive that same metronomic chemotherapy for 6 months along with bevacizumab for 1 year. I think this is a very intriguing way to try and capitalize on anti-angiogenic therapy, and whether it benefits this high-risk population will remain to be seen.